KB4 CBA Mobile. KB4 CBA, KN4 RJN, where are you mobile into? Like this is going to be a surprise.
Into the sideband net on 80 meters, 39
15, and reading up on the manual a little bit. There's a few things I want to change on the radio. I've got an ICOM 7300, and but anyway, go ahead and jump in there, John. Warm day today, but it's going to rain, so you going to be playing in the bubble, or are you playing outside? Well, the good thing about playing with the pro is that she decides, and if it's raining, we'll be in the bubble. If we're on the clay and it starts raining, we'll go to the bubble. So, you know, it's a win-win.
Well, I might have to back on out of here, but you take care of yourself. Watch yourself on the road there, brother, and have a good game.
Thank you. I tell you, Everett's Road is just, I mean, it's a sea of cars here going south. I'm not sure where the fire is, but, man, yeah, you'd think it was the day before Christmas or something. Usually not as crowded at this hour.
Yeah, you know it's a bad day when you wake up. The TV is showing evacuation routes out of the city, so I don't know where the fire is either, but take care of yourself and have a good one. 73's KN4RJN, I'm clear.
Hey, Kevin, you know, at least, okay, John, I'm sorry. John, you have a good one, and, I guess if it rains, we need it. So, good Lord knows what he's doing. But have a good rest of the day. And Kevin, I guess, I don't know if you've heard about the people in, I believe it's in China, that have a city in China that has the new virus. Trying to think of the name of it. But they've closed the supermarkets, and, you know, people can't get food. I don't know what they're going to do. People are dying from this thing, it's just a mess. We've had a few cases in the United States, but I don't think there's been any fatalities.
Something they got going on over there. My stepson was telling me something about the virus that the government didn't want everybody to know, and somebody in the government announced it, and then they got arrested. He said that was on the some type of news thing that was on the telephone, and said they literally did something to create the virus or something. I forgot. Hitting
pretty hard over there, man. Hitting real hard. We've had
about,
I think, three or four cases of it here. I mean, there's nothing bad, but I think more people died from the flu here than there have been that. I heard on the news a young teenage girl died from the flu, and, you know, it makes you wonder if she had any other complications. They didn't mention that. They didn't go into any detail, but you know, nevertheless, she's it took her life. And I just looked at my wife and I said, "You think that someone that young would be able to fight it off?" But anyway, yeah, it's amazing. Let me see. I'm stopped here. Let me see if I got the repeater. Oh, yeah. Okay, well, yeah, wash your hands and keep your hands out of your mouth, eyes, and nose. And I don't pick up any food with my hands and eat it. So, there you go.
Yeah, I've been show you a map. Everything from about Georgia all the way to toward Gaffney and Iowa is pretty much covered in purple, saying we high risk for flu. So, yeah, I mean, I've been trying to do all I can do to, you know, keep my hands and stuff clean. And it's hard working in the field, though, but, you know, they say that's the number one thing that causes germs and causes, you know, the flu and all this stuff, so that's what I've been trying to do.
Okay.
As long as your feet are still moving, right? That's the main thing.
My dad used to have a little saying first thing in the morning, or late in the evening, get off of your dying, you know, your double S, and onto your, get off of your dead butt and onto your dying feet. As long as you keep moving, you're doing.
That's the main thing, man. That's the main thing. You know, that's the way I look at it. Well, I went home yesterday, man. I had pretty success with that antenna setup. The only thing I'm concerned in is my high gain, the 14 element Yagi. The SWR pretty high on it. It's below a 2. It gets up about 2.25 at the end of the band, which I don't think that's going to hurt anything, but I know it's going to make my radio cut back, but I got an amplifier now, so hopefully it won't cut me back too much.
Do you have an antenna tuner?
My buddy down the road's got one. I don't have one.
Well, if you can't get that tuned out of that antenna, you might want to invest in one. I'll tell you, I don't know what I'd do without that automatic tuner I've got. It's sweet. And I'll tell you what, I think I'm just happy as a lark with that radio, with that setup of mine, because I talked to West Africa yesterday afternoon.
Oh, yeah, man, there's some good places out there to talk to. I mean, I've listened to a lot of places. I mean, it's just about anywhere around the United States or anywhere around the world. If they're talking, I can pretty much hear them. You know, and just depends on what time of day you're in there. You know, it's the gray area and whatever it is before the sun comes up in here. You know, like I said, between about 8 to about 11 or 11:30, you know, you hear all of Europe.
Yep. Well, what thrilled me to death was he said I was back over at him with a S8. An 8, my goodness, that's... I couldn't ask for better.
Well, you couldn't ask for better on that, man. Well, let me take a run here right quick. I got to go in here and get signed in right quick, and I'll get back with you here in a little bit. I got to sign in out here at Dean's Food over here in Spartanburg.
Just go ahead and try to hit me when you get back. I don't have far to go. So, KN4, VWA, stand by and mobile.
Roger that, KN4, UBE, I'll be clear for a moment.
So you got your grounding system attached to your tower, I heard, Steve, W4NGU.
W4NGU, my tower is grounded. The only last piece of the formula is I want to use those, basically a fuse link, a lightning protection, in line on the feed line. I need to get me a couple of those, and that'll protect everything coming and going. I mean, grounded, and it's like a fuse link.
Well, that's good. You'll be ready to work DX.
I don't know if you heard me tell Kevin, but, hey, I hit a guy in Morocco, West Africa, yesterday afternoon with an 8.
That's good. That's how many miles is that?
KN4VWA. Phil, I got so excited I forgot to look.
Well, QRZ will tell you, that's a good contact.
Yeah, and by the way, it was a pileup, but I was listening to Japan, and they were on this poor guy so hard and so heavy, I didn't even try to get through the pileup. I mean, but I was listening to a guy. I mean, I got his call sign and everything, but it was so thick in there, I mean, it was just unbelievable. So I didn't even try to hit him. That would have been pretty sweet if I could have hit him. Yeah.
Well, Well, that's good in the afternoon.
Well, it was on 20-meter, and he was just barely throwing a 4 or 5 back at me. But, man, I'm going to tell you, I know what you mean by a pileup now. I mean, it was just thick.
Yeah, hearing them and working them is two different things, though. You're going to have to click on that linear.
Well, I had it on, and I was running about 600. I don't know if I could have punched through that mess or not.
Well, it just depends. Probably a lot of people on there with beams and high power and all kind of stuff. So you've just got to have everything in your favor that you can get.
Yep, that and a small miracle. Oh, I mean, it sounded like an auditorium full of people after he hit the key. And I mean, it was just like, golly. So what are you doing? Are you out and about?
Yeah, I've been down to County Square. We're trying to subdivide some land the family owns. So, well, you know about that land. And so I'm not going to have to go through zoning because I'm not the requirements. So I just have to get a couple of documents made by a lawyer to make some changes and then get a survey recorded and all that kind of stuff. Nothing like the rezoning process, which I went through many times as a builder. That's not a problem. It just takes some time. So that was it was a very productive morning.
Well, good. I'm glad things worked out for you. In a very, very innocuous way of asking, that was that corner?
Yes.
Very good. Very good. I'm glad to hear things are proceeding for you on that. Congratulations.
Well, we can sell lots easier than one piece, so that'll be fine. That'll be fine. Still trying to mull over in my head what I want to do on a tower. Man, there are just so many variables.
Yeah, now you sent me a picture of that hole auger, that one-man hole auger. Don't buy one. I've got one of those now.
Okay, is it pretty hard to hold with a bit that small? I think it was a 6-inch. Does it take a gorilla to use it? Or?
Well, naturally, you know. Well, no, wait a minute. What size bit was on that thing, a 4 or a 6?
I think a 6.
All right. Now, I have one, and I can operate it by myself. But naturally, if you get hooked onto a rock or something of that nature, it can take you for a ride.
Yeah, that's like that Milwaukee hole hog drill I've got. Man, that thing hits something, it doesn't stop. You're going to spin with...
That's exactly what I'm talking about. So when you get ready to do this, I'll bring it over, and we'll just do what we can as far as... you and I will both ride it because it doesn't have anything to do with height. It has to do with bulk. And I've got a few more pounds on you, so, you know, if we both get on that thing, that would be more bulk and we'd both do better, okay?
I could choke the handles off that joker.
Kevin can do it.
Yeah, well, I'm telling you, he's big enough.
UBG.
I tell you, Phil, if Kevin don't start eating, he's going to just waste away.
Heard he had to run around in the rain to get wet.
He has to stand in the same spot in the shower twice to get his hair wet.
I do have a problem with the shower now. The shower is too low. I can't stand it when I have to bend over in the shower.
Hey, I know what you mean on that. Now, when I built my house, I put the shower head 6 feet. I put that thing up at 6'10", and it rains down on me just like a rainstorm. I tell you, it's nice.
So I got to redo my bathroom, so that's what I'm going to do to mine. I'm going to raise mine up. It's going to have to go up. Give me just a second to check in here. I'll be right back with you.
Hey, Phil.
Hey, Steve.
Are you going to be out and about and loose today?
I'm going to take my dad to the specialist because I want to hear what he says. And then I was going to head on back up to the office. What you thinking about lunch?
Yeah, we got our East Side lunch today over at Charlie's Barbecue.
I'll see what kind of time I have. It just depends on how long we're in this appointment.
Okay, well, we start at 11:30. We try to beat the lunch crowd, and we start at 11:30. But, shoot, man, I just hope you can make it by even just to say hey.
The appointment's at 10:30, but, you know, that means you might get in by 11, so I don't know.
Yeah, I know what you mean there. And the further up in the day you go, the further behind they get.
Well, I hope it's a good crowd.
Well, David's going to be there today. Let's see, who else? Old Keith Nance. It should be a pretty good crowd today. I know of 11 that are coming. We might be even more than that.
Great day. 11 people that put up with you.
Listen, I just kind of blend into the bunch when I get over there like that. I tell you what, everybody has a good time. If you think you can make it, come on, bud.
Yeah, I'll be letting you know. Seems like you're kind of viewed as the chief of that operation, getting people together.
No. I'm the one that had the idea for it, and then Baronkin kind of took it and went forward, and then between the two of us, that's how it got started. But I kind of had the idea, and then Baronkin actually picked up the ball and run with it. So yeah, it's just fun.
Yeah, that's good. I hadn't seen those guys in all those years, basically. Well, I'm pulling in here at Roper, and I'll be talking with you later. W4NGU.
W4NGU, KN4, VWA. I'm clear, bud. Be careful out there. Get down into Greenville. Those people just don't know how to drive. Bye.
Look, I went out that way. W4NGU, KN4, UBG. Well, Steve, I'm gonna call it a day here for the time being, and I'll holler back at you a little bit later. And I'm backing into a dock hole here now. But we'll talk to you in a little bit. KN4 UBG. I'll be clear on your final.
KN4 UBG. Try not to run over anybody today, Kevin. And don't let them work you too hard. All right. KN4 UBG, KN4 VWA, I'm clear.
Roger that, man. When you have a good one, we'll holler at you later. KN4 VWA, KN4 UBG, I'm clear.
KN4 VWA, W4 DJW.
W4 DJW, KN4 VWA. Man, you just barely caught me going out the door, Dave. What's up this morning?
Well, I won't hold you. Just wanted to know if you had other plans last night, or if you just didn't know there was a club meeting. And if you didn't, to get you to put it on that calendar that reminds you of everything you need to do.
Oh, I had a little family thing going on last night, bud. My daughter's getting married May 16th.
That's affirmative.
Well, somehow or another, I'll tell you that story sometime about how I got the tag on the front of my truck that says Big Daddy, and you'll get a chuckle out of that, but that's what I got nailed with. But Big Daddy last night had to be the central organizer of a wedding shower.
Okay, that definitely takes precedence. Anyway, I missed you at the club meetings, all I want to tell you, and I want to hold you up, and you were on your way out the door, so I'll let you go. KN4 VWA, W4 DJW.
W4 DJW. Dave, I appreciate you saying that stuff on the radio. I mean, that way folks out there will know that I'm not such a nitwit or such a pain in the butt. Hey, have a good day. And this is KN4BWA. I'm clear, bud. Thank you.
W4DJW, W1RAR.
W1RAR, W4DJW.
Hey, Dave. How you doing?
Doing good this morning. How are you doing?
I'm away at a doctor's appointment, but other than that, all right. Hey, I forgot about that meeting last night. I'll admit it. What do I got to do to get on the email group?
Just let Mary know, and she'll put you on the email group. I don't know if there's a place to send out a request or not, but Mary's supposed to send me something in the email. I'll remind her to put you on the distribution group when I get her email. It should be sometime today.
I appreciate it. Yeah, when I heard you say that you were at the Red Cross, I was like, oops.
KN4VWA.
Well, that happens to all of us. It pays to put it down on the calendar that will remind you on your smartphone. Go ahead, Steve, W4DJW.
Rich, are you going to make it over to the extra class tonight, bud?
I should, but I do got to give you a call later.
Okay, I figured we'd meet up over there, and I'd show you exactly where this thing is in Greer, because it's not something that you can just find real easy. It's in the upstairs of a public gym over there. And as far as the Greenville meeting, I'm going to make the next Greenville meeting, and I'll give you a holler for sure, okay?
Well, like Dave said, too, I'm going to put it in the calendar for each first Monday of the month, so I'll remember that way.
Cool beans. And Dave, give me that email again. It's W4DJW at, give it to me again.
I do have one that has my call sign in it, but it's not as easy to remember. It's just, my email is all one word, Dave Watson at charter.net. All one word.
Bingo. I'm going to email you and make sure I get onto that list also, because I don't think I'm on there yet.
I did go out to look at the website, and there is a contact us, and I think you can send them an email on that contact us page. I just clicked on it. Yeah. Club officers or webmaster. Yeah, you can send an email to the webmaster or the club officers and have yourself added.
Very good, very good. You heard that, Rich?
Yep, I did. All right, we'll do that later after the doctors. All right, gentlemen, I got to step out. 73s, thanks, Dave, and I'll give you a call later, Steve. W1RAR will be clear.
W4DJW, W1RAR, I'm out of here, guys. Clear.
All right, have a good day, everyone. W4DJW, clear.
When is the Greenville meeting? The next meeting, KM4UBG.
Of March, the first Monday of March. The first Monday of March is the 2nd of March.
Roger that. Well, I'm planning on being there because I am planning on joining the club. And how much is the dues for that? Well, they said 27 at one time is what I thought. I think the guy that was in the wheelchair that night when I was up there, he got it for 25, I think.
Well, I don't know then. I thought it was 25. I could be wrong.
Well, check for me and let me know back later on, and I'll let y'all get to it. KM4UBG, I'll be clear. Have a good one, Dave.
I'm not, it's not coming to me real fast. It's probably somewhere on the website. Anyway, W4DJW clear.